I think there are many things to be celebrated both in the past and in the present. And what is probably important is to try and make the best of every decade. And that's certainly something which has been embraced by the lady who we'll hear about next. Norfolk has long been known for its extraordinary women, but they're not all historical figures. Maggie Gallup, who's the vice chairman of the Norfolk WI, told Let's Talk about Connie Adam from Norwich, and here's Anne to tell you.
Norfolk has been blessed with many inspirational women through the years. The first that comes to mind is Edith Cavell. Her history and fate are well documented. Others include Amelia Opie, born in 1853, and who became a noted author and abolitionist. She published many anti-slavery poems. Mother Julian, Boudica, and Dorothy Jewson are again known as Norfolk women of substance. I am going to tell you about a modern-day inspiration, Norwich's very own Connie Adam. I have known Connie for many years. Him indoors has been fencing with her for about 30 years. Much has been written about her fencing achievements. At the age of 89 years, she still regularly competes internationally in veterans' competitions. But there's more to Connie than just her fencing prowess. She was born in Norwich in 1927, the oldest of five children, and was mainly brought up by her grandparents. She was not highly educated, but this never stopped her from achieving her goals, even though she didn't really know what her goals were at that time. Connie left school at 14 and worked in a brewery. She thought that was an appropriate thing to do, as her mother owned a pub. She hated it and cried most nights in bed. Following that, she was a bookies runner, an illegal occupation at the time, and another job was cleaning out rabbits. In her late teens, her stepfather won a little money on the pools, with which they bought a car, and Connie was allowed to have driving lessons. Unfortunately, the family could only afford five lessons, but as driving licences weren't needed at that time, Connie was able to drive, which enabled her to do some taxi work around the city. She reminisced that she and her friends would go into the city on Saturday afternoon to chat up the Yanks so that she could procure some petrol from them for her car. This turned out to be aviation fuel. Later, she got a real job at McIntosh's factory as a chocolate taster. Connie married and had three children, and during this time she decided to have ballroom dancing lessons. She gained gold medals in this, and later a gold medal in Latin dancing. Connie continued with the dance school as an unpaid teacher for some years. Her husband was a school caretaker, and one day stated that Matron needed help to take the children skiing. Yes, you've guessed, Connie went along and continued to go each year, eventually learning to ski. In 2012, Connie was invited to carry the Olympic torch through Norwich, which she did with pride. In her 70s, Connie underwent double knee replacement surgery, both knees at the same time, because she wanted to be ready for a fencing competition in 8 weeks. She made it and competed. More recently, she has survived cancer. In later life, Connie discovered that her own father was a Freeman of Norwich. At that time, only men could inherit the title from their fathers. That did not sit well with Connie, and she started campaigning for women to also be allowed to be Freemen of Norwich. Only two other cities allowed female freemen. She wrote to everyone she could think of, and even protested in the streets with a placard. Eventually, she won her case, and thanks to her efforts, women were allowed the honour. In 2012, Connie Adam became the first Lady Freeman of Norwich. She attended the event in a red leather jacket. Now, approximately a third of Norwich's freemen are women. For 27 years, Connie was a chauffeur for an important dignitary in Norfolk, a job she enjoyed and was very good at. I know this because just recently she was approached by a TV company to be on a programme about driving at 100. She had to go to Surrey and undertake a type of driving test. They assured her it was not a real test and she could not lose her licence whatever happened. Connie, of course, passed all the requirements with flying colours and the programme will be aired in August. Back in 2011, Connie was on comedian Russell Howard's Good News Week TV show. Earlier this year, she was selected by the University of East Anglia for the Empowering This Girl Can campaign. I asked Connie what she might have become had she been brought up with money and a good education. At first, she said maybe a doctor, but the next day she phoned me and said, "No, Maggie, I wouldn't want to be anything else. I've had a good life. I like what I've done and what I still do. I wouldn't change anything. I like who I am." Connie, we also like who you are, and you are truly an inspirational woman. Connie is not only inspirational, but also exceptional. Not all of us have the ability or the genetic makeup to achieve the things she has, but belonging to the WI enables us to do things we may not feel we could do alone. Encouragement and support can help us to become the people we would like to be. Connie managed all of the above without being a member of the WI. Just think what she could achieve if she joined us.
Thank you, Anne.